Sorry, I'll start over.
Sorry, yeah.
If we listen to God speak and believe what God says, we have an opportunity to have faith.
如果我们听神的话，相信神的话，我们就有机会与他建立联系。
And so we're going to look at how God spoke to the people in the land of Egypt during, well, about 3,200 years ago.
所以我们要大概，我们要讨论一下3000多年以前啊，上帝如何对埃及施法的。
So we read on the screen a moment ago how God spoke to Moses and told him to go to Pharaoh.
我们刚才在上面在 slide 上读过啊，如何上帝告诉摩西去埃及去见法老。
Moses told Pharaoh that he was to let God's people go, but Pharaoh's response was that he did not know the Lord.
啊，摩西告诉法老要释放他的百姓，但是法老告诉他我不认识耶和华。
God is going to show Pharaoh who he is.
神要告诉通过神迹让法老相信他是神。
In the land of Egypt, the Nile River was vital to their life.
Sorry.
In the land of Egypt, the Nile River was vital to their life, to their way of living. The Nile River it's what enabled their civilization. I don't know how to say.
在埃及啊，尼罗河呢是埃及啊啊信仰。One more time, sorry. This is my first time. I'm so sorry.
So we'll just go on to the next part. So the Nile River would flood every year and leave behind new soil, new dirt.
Oh, okay. 尼罗河每年都要泛滥，然后留下后面有很多淤泥。
And the Egyptians created a myth about the creation of the world.That the world was created through a flood that resulted in snakes and frogs being the first creatures and the world beginning.
正因为如此，埃及人便认为尼罗河有许多神话是关于世界是如何创立的。
When we see God begin to bring judgments upon the land of Egypt, he begins with Moses throwing his rod down and it becoming a serpent.
Threw his rods down.
He threw his rod, his walking stick down, okay. And it becomes a serpent, a snake.
Oh, okay. So, 我们一开始呢，就是因为摩西啊，把他的权杖放到河里，然后放在地上，然后权杖就变成了蛇。
And then God begins the judgments, and the first judgment is going to be God turning the Nile River to blood.
然后呢，我们就开始了神的审判，第一个审判就是神将尼罗河的水变成了血。
Let's read a passage, Exodus chapter 7, verses 14 to 17.
让我们先读一下Exodus, 出埃及记第七章14 to what?
14 through 17.
14-17.
I'll give you a moment to get there.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Okay, I'm here. Thank you.
So Exodus chapter 7, beginning in verse 14. Then the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is strong or stubborn. He refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning as he's going out to the water and station yourself to meet him on the bank of the Nile. And you shall take in your hand the staff that was turned into a serpent.You shall say to him, the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, sent me to you, saying, let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. But behold, you have not listened until now. Thus says the Lord, by this you shall know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will strike the water that is in the Nile with the staff that is in my hand, and it will be turned to blood.
出埃及记第七章十四到十七节。耶和华对摩西说，法老心里固执，不肯容百姓去。早晨法老出往海边，出往水边去， 你要往尼罗河水边迎接他，手里要拿着那变蛇的杖，对他说，耶和华希伯来人的神打发我来见你，说容我的百姓去，好在旷野侍奉我，到如今你还是不听。耶和华这样说，我要用我手里的杖击打尼罗河的水，水就变作血，因此你必知道我是耶和华。
There are a few things to notice in this passage. The first is that God tells Moses to go to Pharaoh in the morning.
有几个事情我们需要注意一下。第一个事情是早上神要告诉摩西去见法老。
In the nine judgments or nine plagues, God does them in three cycles of three.
这九次审判呢，然后以三个轮回的形式出现。
In the first plague of a cycle, God will tell Pharaoh to go, tell Moses to go to Pharaoh in the morning.
在头一轮回中，第一次，然后神告诉摩西去见法老。
In the second plague in a cycle, God will tell Moses to go to Pharaoh, but he will not tell him the time of day.
第二次呢，是神告诉法老，神告诉摩西去见法老，但是不告诉他任何什么时间去见法老。
And then the third plague in a cycle, there will be no warning. The plague will just occur.
第三次呢，是并没有任何的话语从神说去见法老。
God will repeat this pattern three times.
神这样的话重复了三次。
At the beginning of each cycle, God will speak the purpose for that cycle of plagues.
在每一轮的首次，然后神会说出这次的目的。
And just as Pharaoh had said, I do not know the Lord, the purpose of the first cycle of plagues is given in Exodus chapter 7, when God says, by this you shall know that I am the Lord.
正如这次的目的是I just couldn't follow.
Okay, so the purpose of the first cycle of plagues is so that the people will know that God is the Lord.
第一次的目的是让大家知道神是真正的神。
And so we read in Exodus chapter 8, verses 1 and 2.
那我们现在读出埃及记第八章第一至二节。
Then the Lord said to Moses, Go to Pharaoh and say to him, Thus says the Lord, Let my people go that they may serve me. But if you refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite your whole territory with frogs.
耶和华吩咐摩西说，你去见法老，对他说，耶和华这样说，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。但是你若不肯容他们去，我必使青蛙糟蹋你的四境。
So in the first plague, the river and the canals and all the water throughout the land of Egypt is turned into blood, so that the people have to dig into the dirt to find water to drink.
第一次瘟疫呢，是尼罗河的水变成了血，然后呢，人们必须深挖土地，然后得水喝。
The Egyptians worshipped frogs because they saw them as creatures that lived in two realms, water and land.
埃及人崇拜青蛙，因为他们在生活在两地，一个是水上，一个在陆地上。
And so the frogs come out of the water, and they are found everywhere.
就青蛙跳离水面，出现在任何地方。
They were in their bed sheets when they went to bed at night.
Sorry.
They were in their blankets when they went to bed at night.
他们出现在他们的毯子里，当他们睡觉的时候。
They would go to the kitchen, open up bowls of flour, and the frogs would be in the flour.
他会出现在他们的厨房里，在面粉里面。
They would try to put food in the oven, and there were frogs in the ovens.
青蛙也会在他们的炉子里面。
And everywhere they went, there were frogs.
无论他们去哪里，到处都是青蛙。
And so God removes the frogs, and the frogs die throughout the land of Egypt.
Sorry.
God kills the frogs, and the frogs die throughout the land of Egypt.
杀死了所有的青蛙，然后把青蛙移出了埃及地。
And the people piled up the dead frogs till the whole land stunk of dead frogs.
整个埃及地呢，到处都是成堆的青蛙啊，恶臭遍地。
And now read Exodus chapter 8, verses 16 and 17.
现在呢，我们要读出埃及记第八章十六到十七节。
Then the Lord said to Moses, "Say to Aaron, stretch out your staff and strike the dust of the earth, that it may become gnats through all the land of Egypt."
耶和华对摩西说，对亚伦说，伸出你的杖，击打地上的尘土，使尘土在埃及地变作屎子。
Now, we don't actually know the meaning of the word that's translated gnats, but it could be lice or gnats or mosquitoes.
我们其实并不知道这个所有的这个屎子是真正的屎子，还是其他的苍蝇，还是蛹虫。
If I was an Egyptian, I would be hoping for gnats.
Sorry?
If I was an Egyptian, I would be hoping it was gnats, not lice or mosquitoes.
Right. 如果我是埃及人的话，我会希望的是屎子，并不是其他的。
These three plagues are meant to show that God is controlling all of Egypt, from the water to the space in between where the waters flood to all the land.
这三次瘟疫呢，证明了上帝啊，神统管整个埃及，从土地到水。
And these plagues affected everyone in the land of Egypt, both the Egyptians and the Israelites.
这些瘟疫呢，影响了所有在埃及地上的人，包括埃及人和外邦人。
And that's the completion of the first cycle of plagues.
这是首次轮回的结束。
And so God begins a second cycle of plagues, and he says, we're going to read in chapter 8, verses 20 to 23. Exodus 8, 20 to 23.
我们开始了下一个轮回，我们要读出埃及记， what's the number, sorry?
Exodus chapter 8, verses 20 to 23.
Okay.出埃及记第八章二十到二十三节。
Now the Lord said to Moses, "Rise early in the morning and present yourself before Pharaoh as he comes out to the water, and say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me. For if you do not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies on you and on your servants and on your people and into your houses and the houses of the Egyptians.'Will be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground on which they dwell. But on that day, I will set apart the land of Goshen, where my people are living, so that no swarms will be there, in order that you may know that I, the Lord, am in the midst of the land. I will put a division between my people and your people. Tomorrow, this sign will occur."
出埃及记第八章二十到二十三节。耶和华对摩西说，你清早起来，法老来到水边，你站在他面前对他说，耶和华这样说，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。你若不容我的百姓去，我要叫成群的苍蝇到你的和你臣仆并你百姓的身上，进到你的房屋，并且埃及人的房屋和他们所住的地都要满了成群的苍蝇。但当那日，我必分别我百姓所住的歌山地，使那里没有成群的苍蝇，好叫你知道我是天下的耶和华。我要将我的百姓和你的百姓分别开来，明天必有这神迹。
The word flies is not in the Hebrew.
Sorry?
The word flies, it's a swarm of flies. The word flies is not in Hebrew, not in the Hebrew text.
这个成群的苍蝇呢，并没有在希伯来书里面。
Translators add that to try to make more sense.
翻译者呢，只是把它加进去，显得可能更符合意思。
It's really a mixture. The idea is that it's a mixture that is swarming, a mixture of probably insects.
Yeah, it just 只是成群的昆虫，有可能是。
And it devastates the land.
侵蚀了整个地面。
And so God's purpose in the second cycle of plagues.Well, to show that he is present with his people, protecting them while the Egyptians suffer the plagues.
第二轮回的目的是上神要显示他sorry, I was
what, He's protecting his people while the Egyptians suffer the plagues.
他要保护他的百姓，而使埃及人受难。
There's another word in these verses that translators have tend to change.
另外里面还有一个词要可能要发生变化。
The translation is, I will put a division between my people and your people.
在这里面说呢，我要将我的百姓和你的百姓分别开来。
The Hebrew word does not mean division.
希伯来里的语言里并没有讲啊分开。
The word is, trying to think of the ransom. The word is ransom.
其实的话呢，这个 division 应该就是赎金。
God is saying, I will put a ransom between my people and the Egyptians.
神要说我要放一个赎金在我和在我的子民和以色列民和埃及人之间。
God will make a distinction between his own people because they will be ransomed by God and the Egyptians will not.
然后呢，神会把赎金用在他的子民身上，而埃及人是不会得救赎的。
And we'll see as we go through this passage that in the second cycle of plagues, God makes worship of the Egyptian gods impossible.
Can you say one more time?
In the second cycle of plagues, God will make worship of the Egyptian gods impossible.
Okay, 在第二个轮回里面，然后神会使信仰埃及的众神必不可能。
So God will send this mixture of insects, particularly into Pharaoh's palace and the palace of his servants.
神送成群的昆虫到法老家以及他臣民的家里。
Pharaoh was the high priest of every Egyptian temple.
法老是埃及地众神的祭司，最高的祭司。
The people considered him to be divine.
所以人们呢认为他是很神圣的。
And he was the one who mediated the relationship between the gods of Egypt and the people.
他是埃及众神和人民之间的传递者，传话者。
And yet when God sends the mixture of insects, Pharaoh himself has to ask Moses to pray for him. Pharaoh asks Moses if he will pray to God for him.
法老呢会，法老会向摩西请求为他祈祷，去驱逐这些成群的蝗虫。
So here is the one who is supposed to be going to the gods on behalf of the Egyptians, and he is having to request prayer from a non-Egyptian.
I just couldn't follow. Sorry.
So Pharaoh is supposed to be the one who goes to the gods on behalf of the Egyptians.
法老应该是替埃及众神说话的人。
But he is having to ask for prayer for himself.
但是他现在只能是靠询问别人。
So let's read the second plague in this cycle, the second judgment.
让我们现在读一下第二轮回的惩罚和刑罚。
Is Exodus chapter 9, Exodus chapter 9, verses 1 through 4.
是出埃及记第九章一到四节。
Then the Lord said to Moses, Go to Pharaoh and speak to him. Thus says the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, Let my people go that they may serve me. For if you refuse to let them go and continue to hold them, behold, the hand of the Lord will come with a very severe pestilence on your livestock which are in the field, on the horses, on the donkeys, on the camels, and on the herds and on the flocks. But the Lord will make a distinction between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of Egypt, so that nothing will die of all that belongs to the sons of Israel.
出埃及记第九章一到四节，耶和华吩咐摩西说：“你进去见法老，对他说：耶和华希伯来人的神这样说：容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。你若不肯容他们去，仍旧强留他们，耶和华的手加在你田间的牲畜上，就是在马、驴、骆驼、羊群、 牛群羊群上必有重重的瘟疫，耶和华要分别以色列的牲畜和埃及的牲畜，凡属以色列子民的一样都不灭。
And so God is showing that he is making a distinction between the Egyptians and his people, and he is in the midst of the land.
神告诉众人，然后他会分别以色列民和埃及民，然后他是普天下的神。
But consider what this plague does to the temples in Egypt.
但是我们要考虑一下这样的瘟疫对埃及的神庙有什么影响。
Since all of the Egyptians' cattle and herds have died, they have nothing to offer to their gods.
因为埃及的所有的牲畜都死了，他们就没有东西去侍奉神庙里，在神庙里侍奉。
And so God is destroying the worship of the false gods of Egypt.
Sorry.
God, the true God, is destroying the worship of the false gods of Egypt.
神在真是毁坏了所有他们的神庙。
Let's read the third plague in this cycle.
让我们现在读一下第三轮回的惩罚。
It is Exodus chapter 9, verses 8 through 12.
是出埃及记第九章八到十二节。
Then the Lord said to Moses and Aaron,Take for yourselves handfuls of soot from a kiln, and let Moses throw it toward the sky in the sight of Pharaoh. It will become fine dust over all the land of Egypt, and will become boils breaking out with sores on man and beast through all the land of Egypt. So they took soot from the kiln and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses threw it toward the sky, and it became boils breaking out with sores on man and beast.The magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, for the boils were on the magicians as well as on the Egyptians. And the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not listen to them, just as the Lord had spoken to Moses.
出埃及记第九章八到十二节，耶和华吩咐摩西、亚伦说：“你们取几捧炉灰，摩西要在法老面前向天扬起来。”这灰要在埃及地变作尘土，在人身上和牲畜身上成了起泡的疮。摩西、亚伦取了炉灰，站在法老面前。摩西向天扬起来，就在人身上和牲畜身上成了起泡的疮。行法术的在摩西面前站立不住，因为在他们身上和一切埃及人身上都有这疮。耶和华使法老的心刚硬，不听他们，正如耶和华。对摩西说的。
The description of the boils was a burning rash that would break out into a boil.
我们所说的疮呢，是一种非常疼痛的，在身上起的那种水泡。
The magicians now could not stand before Moses, partly because they were in pain.
法师呢，不能再站立在法老面前，因为他们本身非常疼痛。
But this would also make them ceremonially unclean.
这也是他们在
religiously unclean.
在宗教上也不洁净。
And so God has caused, I should say, let me say this, the magicians were not magicians like in Harry Potter.
But not like what?
The magicians were not magicians like in Harry Potter.
那时的法术不像我们的 Harry Potter 一样的这样的法术。
They were priests of the Egyptian gods.
他们是埃及众神的祭司。
So what God has done is he has put a division between his people and the Egyptian people.
然后呢，神把埃及人和以色列人分开来。
So that the Egyptian people now have the leader of their religion going to Pharaoh asking for prayer.
然后呢，神会使埃及民众去法老寻求祈祷。
And the Egyptians no longer have sacrifices for their gods, but the Israelites do.
埃及人呢，已经没有什么贡品可牺牲给供给他们的神。而以色列人仍有。
And the priests who were leaders could no longer stand and serve in their temples or before their gods.
埃及的祭司呢，已经无法站在面前在寺庙里崇拜。
And so God has separated His people from the Egyptians by a ransom.
所以呢，上帝呢，神会用赎金把以色列人和埃及人分别开来。
So now let's look at the third cycle of plagues.
那我们现在看第三次惩罚，第三轮的惩罚。
Oh, I forgot something.
忘了一些事情。
So, at the beginning of this process, we are told that Pharaoh's heart was hard.
我忘了一件事情。首先呢，在一开始的时候，我们告诉法老的心刚硬。
The word for hard, there's three different words that are used. One is his heart was tough.
有三种理解说的心硬。第一种，他的心非常的强硬。
Another is that his heart was strong.
第一种是他的
heart was strong, like muscles.
非常强硬。
And the third is that his heart was heavy.
Sorry.
That his heart was heavy.
第三个是他的心非常沉重。
But they all mean something similar, that he was stubborn.
但他们呢，基本上是一样的，就是说他很固执。
He would not listen to others.
他不会听别人的话语。
And in the beginning it says his heart was strong, and at other times it would say that he made his own heart strong.
有的时候呢，是他的心硬，另外一个时候是他使他的心硬。
But at the end of the second cycle of plagues, God does something he had not done before.
Sorry, okay.
At the end of the second cycle of plagues, God does something that he had not done before.
在第二轮回的始末，末了呢，上帝使他做了一些以前没有做过的事情。
It says that God made Pharaoh's heart strong.
说的是神使他的心刚硬。
He made Pharaoh stubborn.In the things that he desired.
神使法老在他随心所欲，使他的心刚硬起来。
A reasonable person would have seen that his nation was being destroyed and told the Israelites to leave.
Sorry.
A reasonable person would have seen that Egypt was being destroyed and told the Israelites to leave.
一般平常人会知道以色列埃及会被毁灭。
But God makes Pharaoh's heart stubborn or strong so that God can continue to work his miracles.
然后呢，神会使法老的心刚硬，然后他会履行他的神迹。
Okay, that brings us to the third cycle of plagues.
这就是把我们引领到第三次惩罚，第三轮惩罚。
Exodus chapter 19.Sorry, not 19. Exodus chapter 9, verse 13.
是出埃及记第九章第十三节。
We'll read verses 13 through 16 and 18.
我们读十三到十六节，还有第十八节。
Then the Lord said to Moses, "Rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me.'For this time I will send all my plagues on you and your servants and your people, so that you may know that there is no one like me in all the earth. For if by now I had put forth my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence, you would then have been cut off from the earth. But indeed, for this reason I have allowed you to remain, in order to show you my power and in order to proclaim my name through all the earth. Behold, about this time tomorrow I will send a very heavy hail.Such as has not been seen in Egypt from the day it was found until now.
出埃及记第九章第十三到十六节，还有十八节。耶和华对摩西说：“你清早起来，站在法老面前，对他说：‘耶和华希伯来人的神这样说：容我的百姓去，好侍奉我，因为这次我要叫一切的灾殃临到你和你臣仆，并你百姓的身上。’”叫你们知道在普天下没有像我的。 我若伸手用瘟疫攻击你和你的百姓，你早就从地上除灭了。其实我叫你存立，是特要向你显示我的大能，并要使我的名传遍天下。到明天约在这个时候，我必叫重大的冰雹降下。自从埃及开国以来，没有这样的冰雹。
And so God's purpose in the third cycle of plagues is to show that God is unique. There is no one else like him in all the earth.
第三次轮回的目的是神要向众人显示他是唯一的，没有人像他一样的。
The three plagues in this cycle are hail and lightning, which comes down and kills anyone in Egypt who is outside. The third cycle, the first plague is hail and lightning that kills people who are outside in Egypt.
第一个是冰雹和闪电，然后呢，杀死了所有的牲畜和人。
And so this is all three plagues will deal with God's power over the heavens.
Over the what?
Over the heavens.
这就是显示了所有的神在普天下的大权。
And the second plague, God will send locusts that will cover a wind that sends locusts to cover the land.
第二次瘟疫是神送来所有的成群的蝗虫。
And the literal translation about the locust says that the locust will cover the eye of Egypt, the eye of the land of Egypt.
The eye?
Cover the eye of the land of Egypt.
Oh, 直译是就是成群的蝗虫会遮盖整个埃及的眼。
And the third plague in this cycle is 3 days of complete darkness.
第二次惩罚是三天的黑暗。
And so all three plagues will deal with darkness and not being able to see.
所有的这些呢都是让整个地面非常的黑暗，看不见东西。
So just as at the beginning of this cycle of plagues, God hardens Pharaoh's heart, he sends darkness so that the people cannot see.
正如一开始神使法老的心刚硬，然后他会使整个地面黑暗，所有的人们看不见。
But God does something that is unique from all other claims by other gods.
但是神做了一些唯一的一些很特殊的事情，其他的神无法做的。
Those who put their trust in what God says are saved.
那些信神话语的人都得救了。
No matter if they are Egyptian or Israelite.
不管你是埃及人还是以色列人。
Those Egyptians who feared God's word brought their servants and animals into their homes.
那些敬畏神话语的人把他的牲畜和人领进家里。
And the servants and their animals were saved.
那些仆人和他的牲畜呢都得救。
But those who left their servants and animals in the field, their servants and animals were killed.
而那些把他的仆人和牲畜留在田地间的都被杀死了。
And though the scripture does not say explicitly, those who went through the 3 days of darkness, if they heeded what was coming, they would have trusted the Lord through the darkness. We'll skip that part.
No. I don't want to just skip.
So I'll go to the locusts. Okay.
I think if you
try it again.
Stay away from the
microphone. Okay. All right. I'll move back. So there's 3 days of darkness, and those who put their trust in God they learn to bring lights into their dwelling.
那些信神话语的人把他的农仆和牲畜呢领进家门。
But for the locusts destroy all of the crops in the land of Egypt.
但是蝗虫呢毁掉了所有的庄稼。
But even though all of the crops are destroyed, those who put their trust in God are still saved. Even though all the crops are destroyed, those who put their trust in God are still saved.
即使所有的庄稼都已经被毁灭了，那是所有信神的人都被得救了。
And they're saved because God takes not only the Israelites, but also those who put their trust in him out of Egypt.
上帝呢，神不仅拯救了所有的以色列人，而且还拯救了那些有一部分埃及人。
And it says in Exodus 12:38 that a mixed multitude went with the people of Israel out of Egypt.
出埃及记第十二章三十八节说，还有其他的众人呢，跟随着他们去。
So these are those who were Egyptians or other nations who trusted the Lord.
那就是那些信仰上帝的埃及人和其他的人。
So how was God unique? So how was God unique? Those who put their faith in God's word were saved. So first, God shows them that he is the Lord over all.
首先呢, 上帝神证明了他是神。
And then he shows that he is in the midst of the land, putting a ransom between his people and those who are not his people.
然后他证明了他是普天下的神，然后把赎金分给以色列人。
And then he shows that those who are stubborn and resist him, he hardens.
Sorry, one more time.
Those who are stubborn and resist him, he hardens their hearts to hear.
那些顽固的人呢，上帝会硬化他们的心，刚硬他们的心。
But those who choose to fear his word are saved.
那些选择聆听话语的人，上帝话语的人会被得救。
And we face a similar situation today.
今天呢，当今我们面临的类似的事情。
For God has spoken to us through Jesus.
上帝通过耶稣向我们训话。
And Jesus shows us who God is.
耶稣向我们展示神是谁。
And Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And he is the only way of salvation. And so all of us are moving either towards trusting in God or becoming hardened against him.
我们或者是趋向于聆听神的话语，或者是走离远离神。
And so Jesus says, be careful how you listen. Be careful how
you listen.
For to those who have, more will be given.
那些有的呢，更多的会给他。
But to those who do not have, even what they have will be taken away from them.
那些没有的，其实他所有的也会被拿去。
And I ask you, are you being careful how you listen to God?
我再向你们问一下，你是小心听所听你的话吗？
Because your heart is either becoming more hardened, or it is becoming open to hearing God speak.
因为你的心或者是被刚硬，或者是更开通去听神的话语。
So we'll stop right there. I think I've already gone over time. So
那我们就停在这儿吧，已经超了时间。
Before, may I pray with you now?
我们可以现在进行祷告吗？
Father, we come to you and we ask, Lord, that you would soften our hearts to your word. We ask that you would enable us to hear you speak.
Can you say one by
yes.
one?
Yes. Okay, sorry. Father, we come to you and we ask that you would soften our hearts to your word.
上帝，我们来到你的面前，希望你们软化我们的心。
We ask, Father, that you would increase our faith.
Increase our faith.
And Father, we fear your name.
天父，我们聆听你的名。
We know, Father, that the words that you speak to us give us life. The words you speak to us give us life.
你所说的话语给我们生命。
We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们以耶稣的名祈祷，阿门。